Podcast.
Welcome back. Game Manx Podcast, episode 46. That's right. Today is Sunday, June 21st, 2009. I'm your host, Fallback, a.k.a. Brooklyn.
It's your boy, Spaceballs, a.k.a. Ghostbuster 5.
We've also got Scott as well.
And we got Shooter.
Word up. So, we're back another week. This is the Game Manx Podcast. I guess I should start with letting people know about the podcast real briefly. Just talking about games and shit.
Period.
Yeah, I mean, that's about it. Talking about games. We're not super game journalists. You know, we're just people who play games that talk about games and like to play it. That's about it.
With an opinion.
Right. Exactly. So, I guess more what we talk about every week is more of, you know, a view on games from a gamer's perspective and not necessarily a journalist, whatever that's supposed to mean, perspective, because I think there are enough of those podcasts out there.
Agreed.
You know, there's enough big game websites out there, and if you want to listen to that, it's an abundance. So with that said, let's get on with the show. You know, lots of games to play, man. Like, lately, I've just been like, it's too many options, man. Too many options. You know?
It's funny when that's an issue. When it's like, damn, what am I gonna play?
Right. Like, I wouldn't mind playing that, and I wouldn't mind playing that. That happened to me, like, the whole last week and today. It was just like, damn. And then there's the games that you want to replay again. You know, it's crazy. So, that's been my challenge, really.
Yeah, I've been in a similar place lately also.
Yeah. But, you know, what are you going to do?
I know.
It's a good problem.
Could be worse.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have. Options are always good. So, anyway. So I guess we should just move into game news and all that good stuff and see what's been popping off last week and this week and all that shit. It was kind of a slow news week, I think. I think everybody pretty much went full steam with the whole E3 shit, and now it's really, you know,
down. All the news is right now. On that note, I'll be quiet.
Yo, whenever somebody says some shit you don't want to hear, or you want to shut somebody up, just go,
fight, fight.
Nah, but what were you saying, man? Sorry.
Too bad you're the only person with the button.
I know, right? The button, the whammy.
Nah, I don't even remember what I was saying.
No, it was about slow news. About just, you know.
Oh, I mean, what do you expect? It was E3.
Right.
Here. End of statement.
Okay. Awesome.
Boom! Game news this week.
So let's talk about, make announcements about announcements. I think that's the funniest shit that happened this past week in terms of games. Like, I think the funniest shit this whole week was showing you just how slow the game news has been, and I guess companies scrounging for shit to say. Like, the whole Konami shit, how they put out that press release saying, they announced that they were gonna announce shit. So it was like, all next week we're gonna make announcements every day. New Metal Gear announcements. And it was all whack shit.
I mean, it's like everything's not gonna be a new Mario.
Yeah, but I think that, like, at this point, they're just crying wolf way too much, dude. Like,
yeah.
First they did that shit with the that iPod Touch game, the Metal Gear iPhone and iPod game, where they put up that screen. It was like a screen, it looked like an Xbox symbol with the green shit.
Yeah, they hyped that up a little bit.
And everybody was like, "What is it gonna be? Is it gonna be Metal Gear Solid 4 for Xbox? Is it gonna be a Metal Gear Xbox game?" And it was a fucking iPhone game, an iPod game, and everybody was just like, "What the fuck?" All that hype, you know, people seeing shit in the clouds and the smoke effects and all the fans going crazy. Like, that was whack. And then they just keep doing that shit, you know.
Crying.
Yeah, then now it's like, oh, we're gonna have a week of announcements, and then when they do, what was the announcement? That they're gonna it was like, what, updates to Metal Gear and shit? Metal Gear Online updates?
Oh, fuck that game.
People still playing that?
I don't know why people will be playing that game. It's a piece of shit.
Apparently,
if you are still playing, hold on, if you are still playing Metal Gear Online, please, please, do me a favor. Go buy Red Faction and play that instead.
Okay, the announcements were, they're gonna, that Metal Gear Solid 4 is gonna be a greatest hits edition now. So the price drops to like $29, I think.
Oh, good.
And then,
they released. Leave that over. Why are you over it?
What?
Price drop for Metal Gear 4. We've had that for a couple of months now.
In the UK?
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo. Congratulations, Scott.
It's like neener, neener. Right. So then they, one announcement was that Metal Gear Solid 4 Greatest Hits, then Metal Gear Solid coming to PSN, which means I guess you could play it on your PSP or...
It's $10, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. It is.
And then they didn't say trophies, no trophy support, like what everybody really wanted. And then they had the Metal Gear Online announcement, so they had the Scene expansion pack and some other Metal Gear Online stuff. But some of the shit, the Metal Gear Online stuff, you had to already have other packs to get some of that content. It was like, oh, and the final announcement was that they're gonna have a Metal Gear Online tournament.
Can't
like, that's not a you don't hype up to a final day of announcements with that. Like come
but
on.
You know, some
man.
Some kid was sitting at home in front of his computer like, yes,
hitting F5.
Finally!
Refresh. 11:49 p.m.
Yo. Somebody was really excited. Whoever that person is, congrats.
All I want to say to Konami is, guess what? Metal Gear Online is not Call of Duty 4. Wake up.
That shit is not Medal of Honor.
It's just not so calm. Confrontation. Right. Or Warhawk.
Please.
Yeah. So that was a big fail. Like, come on, man. Trophy support would have been dope, because I really do want to play through Metal Gear Solid 4 again. Because I know I missed a lot of shit trying to beat it, you know? And there's a lot of replayability in that game, because you could do this shit differently, you know? You don't have to... I think there's a lot of times I run and gunned in that game where I really didn't have to. You know? Like, I just was like on some, fuck it, I'ma just push through an area instead of being sneaky. In my impatience.
You know what's funny? I play games exactly the opposite way. Like, I'll creep through a game, and if I really liked it, I might go back through and then just run and gun my way through it.
Oh. Well, there you have it. So, moving on. So, this week, weekend, rather, ending today, there's Devastation, which is a video game tournament on the West Coast, Southwest. I believe it's in Nevada or Arizona. Let's see, let me pull that up. And basically, it's a 3-day event, and it's a pretty big tournament. I mean, they'll have all the major fighting games: Street Fighter 4, Tekken 6, King of Fighters 12. So, and a lot of top Street Fighter players are going to be there. And there's a live stream on Ustream.tv if you want to check that out. There's still some footage. I was watching it a little earlier, and they had some live, and the quality is really good of the matches you can watch live. They had some King of Fighters 12 matches they were showing. So it'll be cool to actually see that footage afterwards and see, what the top players in Street Fighter are doing and some try to steal some combos and shit. So, apparently one of the top Ken players that I used to like to watch his matches is now plays Akuma instead. Edma. So
opposite of getting paid.
That's right.
Sorry, that's the stream. They're streaming it live. You can go to devastationevent.com and watch it. It's in Phoenix, Arizona. So it's pretty interesting. And in other news, that's about it, man. I mean, really, there really hasn't been that much news. That was Ninja Gaiden 2 has only on PlayStation branding on it. Ninja Gaiden 2 Sigma, which is kind of weird. And Fat Princess has been delayed. It was supposed to come out this month, but it will not.
That saddens me.
Yes, it will not be out this month. So, sorry. If you were looking forward to Fat Princess this month.
I really was looking forward to tossing around a fat girl this month.
But you know what? That game was a lot more fun than I thought it would be.
The game was mad fun.
Yeah.
It was extremely fun. It was like the best online multiplayer. It was the best download game that I played there. That I played at E3.
Not better than Wipeout, sorry.
That's an update. That's an update. I'm talking about a brand new game. You were the only person hanging around the Wipeout booth like it was the hottest thing smoking.
I was not, dude. Well, okay. There were one or two other people. When I was there, it was only me. Right. Well, because granted, the first time I walked up to the Wipeout booth, they didn't have the right sign on it. It said Wipeout HD. And so everyone pretty much thought it was the same game. Since I'm, a real big fan, I noticed that it looked different, but I don't think a lot of people queued in on that. And then when I went back, they changed the sign to Wipeout HD Fury, and there were people actually playing it and watching it. So
I didn't see them.
Whatever. Hater. But yeah, there were more people trying to play Fat Princess though, most definitely.
Exactly.
And it was fun, yeah, I agree. So now it's at some point this summer.
Some point this summer, thanks.
That's the official quote of when it will be out. So,
fantastic.
Fat lady hasn't sung yet.
It's cool. I got stuff to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Left 4 Dead news, they're going to release some developer level creator tools for Left 4 Dead for PC. So that should be coming out this coming week. I guess that's to shut up some of the fanboys that were signing that petition to against the whole Left 4 Dead 2 thing.
Right. Like, we dare you to make a better version.
Well, because apparently, from what I've read, Valve or the people who are protesting it or whatever, rallying, protest, say that Valve promised free content. So that's why they were pissed, because they were like, you promised you were going to give us free content, and now you're coming out with a brand new game. What the fuck? So I don't know. I don't see where all this sense of entitlement is from that. Like, it's funny because on G4 TV, one of the dudes that does I forgot what it's called, something Soapbox, Sessler Soapbox. He had this video on G4 TV where he goes off. He goes off on people. He calls them whiny something. Hold up, let me try to play it. It's so funny. I'm gonna play the audio. He goes off, and I kind of agree. Like, all right, here it is. It's like, come on, man. I paid full price for Left 4 Dead, and I totally feel like I got my money's worth. So, though fans played it probably more than I did, you know? Like, I don't even have all the achievements for it. Okay, check it out. So, we'll play it.
It'll never be enough.
Never. Okay, let me fast forward it to the good stuff.
Yo, what's up with that music?
It's from his show.
What about me?
Here it is.
Alright, so this week, first one to talk about last week. Wow, those are some, like, awesome responses on that thread. Not only was that by far the most well-behaved thread, not just on the G4 boards, but pretty much any gaming-related message board that I've seen in years. So, really, thanks to all of you for keeping it cool. And secondly, having some really, really well-thought-out responses. I know I was participating in them for a bit. That was during my holiday and kind of...
Oh boy,
the,
let me fast forward this.
Yeah, what the hell's going on?
He's like, I don't care about that shit. Let's see. Let's get to the good stuff.
Brought up in that soapbox. But that's the past.
Yeah,
let's talk about the future, which is actually in regard to the past prior to what I was just talking about as the past. Yeah, you can see what's being played behind me. Guess where I'm going today? Left 4 Dead! Okay, so Left 4 Dead 2 was revealed at E3, even though Destructoid knew about it ahead of time. Still haven't figured out how they pulled that one off, but props to you guys. Left 4 Dead 2 comes out, and everyone's all like, higgledy-piggledy, oh no! You hate me, Valve, because it should be DLC, and you hate PC people. You owe me, Valve, oh my god. Yeah. So we're going down that path again. This shocking, amazing sense of entitlement that always manifests itself in the gaming community. Valve put out this really, 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 really good game last year, and now they're putting out a follow-up in just a year, and everyone's bitching about it. Really, really, really. And the other thing is, it has been well demonstrated that this game is a very distinct property from what was established in the original Left 4 Dead. This isn't, you know, five more regions of some sort of unnamed urban center at nighttime with zombies in it. This is definitely a new approach with some very new and some very fresh ideas. But I'm not going to sit here and sort of defend Valve, except for the fact that I would like to point out Valve does not have a habit of screwing people, and if there was ever a developer out there, I would just kind of give them the benefit of the doubt. Valve works. In fact, the whole game seems newer and fresher than Mario Galaxy 2, which looks like the cast-off levels of Mario Galaxy. So I'll get flamed about that one as well. I'm just trying to get my head wrapped around this weird sensibility that is always on message boards. People getting angry about, oh, how could Square do that to me by releasing the same game I'm going to be playing on my PS3 on the 360? They don't owe you anything. It's a business, really. And sometimes people make very wise business decisions that take into account the consumers, which I thought Valve was doing by putting out an awesome game 2 years in a row. But apparently they owe everyone something. They haven't abandoned Left 4 Dead. They just have more Left 4 Dead with the two. Where were you brought up? In what environment were you hugged so overwhelmingly that you feel that you need to be served as the only person that needs to be considered when other people are making commercial properties. I mean, it really is a little bit on the naive side and slightly embarrassing. I would love to get a little more insight into this in saying that I know full well what's going to be entering our inboxes and message boards for the week to come. But really, it's kind of juvenile. And if I was someone who was sitting at one of these companies seeing this behavior, looking at the fact that Left 4 Dead, the original, sold an obscene amount last year, and that this is only a small percentage of it, I would probably listen to them even less than I had before. This goes for Diablo with their art style and all that stuff. Really, the internet, when it comes to games, can be such a nation of whiners when there's really far better things to be doing.
A nation of whiners. So, thoughts?
He went in. He definitely spoke his piece. And I mean, that's how I feel about it. After playing the game, I was like, you know, this game is a full game. Like,
right.
There's so much. It's the same engine, but at the same time, it's like all new levels. It's like 5 new levels, all new characters, new weapons, new things happen. It's an improved engine. It's like, what do you really want out of a new game?
Right. It has different characters, different weapons. The weapons all feel different. Melee weapons.
New zombies.
And actually, the original only had 4. I think this one has 1 more level than the original, than Left 4 Dead 1.
Yeah, this has 5 levels.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I think that's worth $60. $59.
Definitely.
I mean, I think if they would have put it out at $49, that might have been even better for them in the long run. But, you know. If they want to put a 2 in front of it, I guess they gotta go full price. But
yeah.
Yeah, he definitely went in though. He said, "Where were you brought up? Higgledy piggledy." that shit is funny. Yeah, that shit is pretty. Yeah, it is pretty sad. It's like a petition, really? Of all the things in the world. You know, it's not anything political. It's not like it's a fucking internet rights or fucking, you know.
It's like pretty much saying we're still playing Left 4 Dead, so why are you coming out with a new one so quickly? You're not appeasing us because we're your fanboys and we love Left 4 Dead, and we're all you should really care about.
Right.
And it's like, come on. In the bigger picture, you know, people want more Left 4 Dead. We're giving it to them. Be happy you have options.
Right.
So, it's whatever.
Anyway.
And they're probably the ones that are getting all the kills in the first Left 4 Dead anyway, running that universe.
Right.
So, it is what it is.
Yes, indeed. So, I thought, yeah. I'm glad he just went out and just said it, because I think that needed to be said, you know?
Yeah.
Word up. So, with that said, let's just move on, keep it moving, and go into the game spotlight.
Tiger! Uppercut!
Game spotlight!
Spotlight.
Yes. So, this week's game spotlight.
Yeah, right? This week, I guess the newest and the big release of last week was Ghostbusters, right? I mean...
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
That's pretty much the only game that really came out that was like... had a buzz, and rightfully so.
Right. And I was like really on the fence about it. Up until even the release day, I bought it, and I didn't play it the first 2 days I had it. I was doing other stuff, but like, right. I was really thinking about taking it back because I read some bad reviews. I read some good reviews. I went to Metacritic. It was getting like a 7.9. I was like, what does a 7.9 really mean? Is that like leaning more towards just a 7, or is it, you know, like where does it stand? So I eventually started playing it, and I must say, I'm not at all disappointed in the game. Not at all. Not so far. It does have its frustrating moments, there are some points where, like, you know, things are happening to you and you can't really control it too much. And the controls are a little, you know, complicated at first. But as you start to play the game and those things become, once you learn the controls, you're good there. You know, you stop thinking about it. Then you get to enjoy the game more. And I'm at a point now where I'm, like, just really enjoying the storyline. I understand the controls. And I think it's a good game. I personally give it a solid 8.
Wow.
I give it a solid 8.
What? But how far along are you in the game, though?
I am up to... I'm in, like, the museum. Like, I just fought, like, a bunch... I'm in the library. I just, like... I'm beating the library. I'm at the boss of the library stage. That's where I'm at. So that's, like... I already fought Stay Puft.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they actually knocked that battle out kind of early. It's kind of like... We all know you want to fight Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Let's just give you that, you know...
Right.
Get it out of the way so we can move forward with the story. That's pretty much how it goes. But, yeah, I mean, I'm up to a major boss battle. Like, not my first either. Probably like my second, third. I'm at least like 2 hours in. Maybe 3. Probably like 3 hours in.
Because you came over my place the other day, yesterday, right? And I watched him play it. I recorded some footage of it, which I'm going to put up tomorrow. So by the time this podcast goes up, there should be video that you can watch of the gameplay. A good chunk of it, at least 15 minutes, probably more. And it looked to me real cinematic, like the story was really interesting. Or it teased you just enough to want to know what happened, like, you know.
Yeah, that's how it unfolds.
You get the ghosts, one ghost to get away, you gotta go chase that ghost, and then you end up in a different scenario with more ghosts, and it really did play a lot like a movie.
Yeah, it's really linear, like, I can't lie about that, like, it really does move in a straight line, but, the story just, like, keeps going, and it's not much downtime, it's not much, oh, let me, I have to, like, hang around and figure out what's going on, it really moves forward. You know, and it's really enjoyable. I mean, it's characters you're familiar with. And they actually have, like, what I'm starting to enjoy a lot are the different variations of the Proton Pack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, so far I have 3 different variations of it. You have your traditional stream, which is just, like, more like a rifle. Then you have, like, this blue variation, which fires more like a shotgun, where you can actually, like, spray this goop on the ghosts, and it makes the ghosts kind of stand still. And you can walk up on them and hit them, like, with a shotgun shell. And then there's like a third variation, which acts like a rubber band almost. Like if you shoot it onto one platform, you can connect it to another platform and pull the platforms together, like slime. So it has some really interesting game mechanics. Like, it's really interesting. The puzzles in the game are actually pretty good too.
So Shooter, you have the game also. What do you think?
Yep. I'm really enjoying this game. Like it's been said, it's placed like a movie. I was a little frustrated at one point because I couldn't beat this part and I kept dying and everything. But I just recently, just not so long ago, went through that, past that part. So, well, I'm still early in the game, right? So, I'm just, I think, about to fight the Puff Man. That's where I'm at right now. And, yeah. You know, if you enjoy the movies, you're gonna love this game. That's what I'm saying. And, well, all right. And another thing, you know, it's kind of disappointing I couldn't actually play one of the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
But it was a minor thing.
Right.
You can in multiplayer, supposedly.
Yeah.
I really like it though. Like, I can't front. I really like it. I think it's well written. I think all the characters. They said that Bill Murray's character in the game is supposedly too much of an asshole. I think he's just enough asshole. Like, I feel like the characters for a video game, it's like they did a really good job of making a story that works.
Right.
You know, and it looked really good.
Funny you should say that, because the other game I wanted to highlight. in the spotlight that I never really, I guess this week, that I didn't ever really got into more detail with is Bionic Commando, the new Bionic Commando game. And I pretty much have had it for a few weeks, 2 weeks or so, and you know, I played it a little bit and I kind of didn't really get into it. And since I've had it, I've played a lot of it today and yesterday, and I played, you know, a few levels, so now I feel like I have enough to actually speak on it a little bit. And he's an asshole in that game, and you just saying that, you know, Bill Murray's just enough asshole kind of reminded me of the guy you play in Bionic Commando. He's just an ass. He's just like rude and shit, and like he's just an ass basically. So, and I guess what turned me off from that game is that when you first start Bionic Commando, you have to go through this tutorial in like one of those it's like almost like a danger room. So you're like in this test room. So basically the game starts, it shows you that you don't have your arm anymore, you was locked up, and they give you your arm back, or they tell you that, you know, you can get your arm back, you need to save the city, and that's why they need you, so they pull you out of prison. And you have to go through this tutorial on how to use the arm. And it's like you do all of this shit to get through it, but most of the moves that you do in that first tutorial, you can't even use those techniques in the game. So it's like, why do they make you sit through all that shit when most of those, all those moves you can't use right off the bat? It's like, oh, and then they tell you, oh, well, you know, since you just got your bionic arm back, you know, it takes a while for you to recollect how to do certain things that you used to do. And it's like, you know, it's just like, it doesn't make sense. It's like, why make me do all this shit, learn all this shit I can't use until like four levels right. later?
And
it's it's a waste of time. So by the time you get the power, you forgot how to do it, and then it's like, oh god.
In Ghostbusters, they do the opposite. It's like they train you on what you need to know when you need to know it. So when you pick up something new, it's like, oh, this is how you use it.
Right, which is how it should be. And that's how it is in Infamous too. It's like when you get a certain ability, they show you how to use it at that point. And right. So you add on to your repertoire of shit. So that turned me off a lot. So I never really, but I went back to it today and I was playing through it. And it's a pretty fun game, actually. It lacks a lot of polish, though. Like, certain things that they did in the game just doesn't make sense. Like, the radiation, like the zones that, you know how every game has, like, borders that you shouldn't cross. Or, like, you really shouldn't go that far or whatever. It has like this radiation, and it's like if you go too far, you'll just die. And it's fun, but the swinging doesn't feel as good as the old game, which is weird. And you have a few moments where you're swinging, and you're like, oh shit, you know, you do that four swings in a row and get the momentum, and it's fresh, but
not enough moments.
It's not enough of those because most of the time you're bumping into shit, you know? But it is a fun game, and I think it's a good rental. But I think if you rent it, you have to realize that you're going to have it for a little while because, or at least me, I think there's other games out that are better right now. So, you know, it's kind of taking a back seat. But it is a fun game, and I think it's worth a playthrough. I think it's fun enough to make you want to keep playing it. Like, you know, it's not a bad game by any means, but it's just not... I think the concept is so great that it could have been, you know, like swinging is fun and shooting is fun. It has all the right elements. It's just, I don't think it was executed. It could have been executed better, but it is fun. And I think, you know, I think it's decent. So
what would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
From what I played, I'm on like the fourth level. I would give it, 7.5. You know, it's a little above average, you know, so it's worth a rental or whatever, or if it hits that $20, $25 price point, you should get it, you know. but okay. $59, no. $29, yeah. $30, yes. You know, especially for the achievement and trophy whores, it's pretty easy to get a lot of trophies.
It's already in my rental list.
Yeah. But, you know, it's not bad. It's not bad. I think, but you just have to realize that you're going to have to sit through a good 20 minutes of shit that's mediocre fun to get to the part where it ramps up, you know?
But, like, I think everybody knew anyway it wasn't going to be that great of a game. You know? To be honest, I don't think anyone was expecting it to be this incredible game, to be honest.
Right.
And especially after, like, you know, the remade Bionic, the Bionic Commando and the Rearmed and all that shit, which was a great game.
Yeah, Rearmed was great. Like, I've had a lot of fun with that one. Like, a lot of fun. The swinging in that game is really fun.
Yeah, and even now that the patching through the trophies just gives people another reason to go back and play it.
Yes.
And, like, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that I'll prefer Bionic Commando Rearmed to the new game anyway.
Yeah, but you haven't played the new one yet.
I know, but just from the look of it and from, like, the videos I've seen of it, it just doesn't look like that good to me anyway.
Right, right. It's a decent game. It's just, I think that the Rearmed was done so well, it nailed it, really.
Yeah.
The music was really good. I mean, everything about it was really good. The shooting, guns feel good. I mean, they did their thing, man. And it's the same team that made that developed both of them. So the same team that redid that did the remake that is Rearmed also did Bionic Commando, the new game. It's Grin. So it's kind of fucked up that they had that momentum and everybody was so happy with Rearmed and then they went ahead and dropped this game that's doing really poorly in sales, you know? So
that's how it goes. It's like you do really well on something, and then everybody, you know, gets hyped. Then it's kind of like, you know.
Well, exactly, like, but some of these developers have to be careful when they shift in a franchise from, like, a 2D game into a 3D game that don't always work.
Yep.
You know?
Especially platformers.
Yeah,
especially platformers.
I mean, you could even, like, bring, like, Mario into it in the platforming, you know, sense. It's like, I've had a lot more fun playing the 2D Marios than I have playing, like, the 3D games like Mario 64, you know, Galaxy and that, you know. It's 2D is just a lot better for me, platforming-wise.
It's a totally different experience.
Mm.
Totally different experience. Like, maybe they should have called Miyamoto.
Yeah, for real, because he gets it.
For real. I mean, yeah, that's a good point, though. That's a perfect parallel. It's like Mario Galaxy is like, I really enjoyed the 3D, the elements in that in particular, because it really, it said, fuck it, we're going to take 3D and we're going to run with it, and we're just going to do, we're going to exploit the 3D aspect by doing the upside down, you know? The way everything flipped and turned, and I think it was excellent. Mario Galaxy is excellent. And
I'm not disputing that the good games aren't anything, but I think sometimes simpler is better, whereas 2D games are a lot more simpler to make, and that, you know, on most occasions they are better.
You know, especially what?
Especially in the platforming sense, anyway.
That's a good point. I mean, honestly, they could have just took the same engine they used to make Rearmed and made a really robust sequel to it, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, like, I don't understand why.
Mega Man. Was it Mega Man 9? They used, like, the 2D sprites and everything.
Yeah.
And, like, they made that sort of game, and that's supposed to be a pretty good game.
I know, I was going to... Somebody got this echo shit going. Who was that? Yeah, somebody need to adjust this shit. I was gonna buy Mega Man 9 the other day, but it's not an upgraded engine. They made it look like a bit, you know, like They made it look, it's still, it, they made it look old school on purpose. But my thing is, why do these publishers think that in order to justify a retail game, they need to make it 3D, you know? I mean, because honestly, if they would have made a really great game using the ReArm engine with really great levels and made it really long, they could have justified, in my eyes, a retail Bionic Commando ReArm, like, you know, ReArm 2 or whatever, you know?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, I don't mind going out and buying 2D games. I mean, the new Super Mario Brothers on the DS, that's a 2D platforming game, and that's like one of the best games on the DS, one of the best Marios ever, you know what I mean? So I don't mind going out paying full price for a game like that.
Right. So are you going to buy a Wii?
It doesn't always have to be 3D games.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I mean, I don't like that it's that we're there, you know? I mean, it's great that we have the technology to make these superb games that look great, like Uncharted and all that good stuff, but I don't think that next generation has to mean 3D. It shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and even the newer 2D ones that are coming out are all like download only, like that what is that Shadow game by Epic Games that's coming out that was shown at 3D? E3?
I don't remember the name.
Shadow something. It's by the dude.
What you're talking about. I think Shadow Complex.
Shadow Complex. Even that's a download only game, you know. And when it was announced, I was like, oh wow, they're gonna make a 2D game retail, but it's not. It's a downloadable game. So it's like, I guess they feel. I mean, maybe they should just release it for $39, you know, like, and not to $59, if that's how they want to do it. But I just feel like, it doesn't have to be 3D. Like, I want a 2D Metroid.
What I'm saying, but think about this. Nintendo is like the only company that can really put out a 2D game that people will buy retail.
Right, unless it's a fighting game. Because, you know, King.
Right, other than, yeah.
Right, because that's coming out. But, yeah, I mean, and they're going to do it, you know, with that new Super Mario Brothers game coming out this holiday.
Right.
So
I mean, 2D fighters are being tested. It's like Marvel vs. Capcom. You know, it's a download. King of Fighters. We'll see if it sells.
We'll see.
But every other 3D. I mean, Street Fighter 4 is a 2D. It's on a 2D plane,
but it's 3D.
On, look at the game.
Yeah,
right.
It looks great.
Right. It's 3D work. So it's like.
And that, Street Fighter 4 was just destined to sell anyway.
Yeah, it was right, destined to sell anyway. But the fact that it looks so good just. You know, it didn't hurt.
So, I mean, yeah, so that's kind of like nothing has been proven yet in regard to like 2D games being able to hold up on their own outside of Nintendo.
That's very true. But nobody's giving it a shot, though, either, you know? Like, nobody's giving it a shot. I guess we'll see, but dude, that new Super Mario game is going to be fucking number one for like forever. On the NPD charts. Come on. Who's not going to buy that shit? Who's not going to buy that game that has a Wii?
It's Nintendo.
It's a Mario game that looks like the original Mario game that everybody loves coming out in the holiday season. Who's not getting that?
I'm getting it.
I'd probably get if I had a Wii, but...
And it is fun. I don't know how fun it's going to be when it's not four players, because we played it with four people and it was a lot of fun. So I'm hoping that single player is going to be fun, because it's not on, there's no online, which is,
they probably have player bots or whatever,
which is fucking retarded.
They probably have bots.
That's another show. That's another topic. Fucking them and their fucking whatever. Back on topic though. So 2D games, the Bionic Commando. Yeah, so it's a decent game. Let's see, what else we have? We have Fallout, the new Fallout content is gonna drop, right?
Shooter.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so yeah, on Tuesday they're releasing a new one. And you know, I'm excited for that. It's actually gonna be the fourth DLC, and supposedly it's the second last one. And this one, basically, it's like a swampy area with mutated hillbillies. That's why I'm excited for it. I mean, the trailer looks good. You know, you get new weapons, new missions. It's supposed to be like a fairly big enough area. Because one of the achievements is discover all locations. So I'm guessing it's a huge amount of area that's going to cover. Well, it's 360 yeah, I mean, only. Yep.
Yeah, for now anyway.
Yeah.
360 only for now.
Yeah, 360 only for now. Eventually it'll be on the PS3 probably later this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Can I just ask you a question, Shooter? Because you were writing it in the forums. Is it Point Outlook or Point Lookout?
Oh damn! I was you know, I was confused with that one.
So I weren't too sure what it was, but I'm looking forward to the new DLC for it. But like I said previously, I'm just waiting now for the Game of the Year edition on PS3, and then I'll get them all in with that. Instead of buying them all individually now.
Oh yeah, just get one package.
Yeah.
They always do that shit anyway.
Yeah. It's point lookout, actually. Point lookout. Yeah, so if you've seen the trailer, it looks amazing. And there's one more DLC that's supposed to come out soon. And it's basically about an alien abduction, and that's all that's been that's all that's been said for now.
Yeah, in regards to that. Honest, I'm really looking forward to that because it was quite surprising to actually find that spaceship in the actual main game.
Yeah,
and you're wondering like, well, why the fuck is the aliens in the game? So to be honest, I think it's going to be good that they're going to highlight that a bit. And answer a few questions. Should be pretty fun.
Yeah. It's always good when a publisher that releases a good game supports it with, you know, like, add-ons and shit.
Yeah.
This is like, what, their third package?
Yeah.
This is their fourth.
Their fourth. And that game came out last fall, right?
Yeah. Like, around October.
Yeah. So, that's great, man.
Yeah, but like seriously, man, that is one of the best games I've played of this generation, and I think for people who haven't played it or people who, you know, liked Oblivion but still haven't tried this one, they really need to get on it, you know.
Yeah, Talon Easter started playing that.
I haven't played it myself.
Yeah, Talon has it, but he only played like 10 minutes or something.
He does that shit though. He did like now he's like, oh my god, Killzone,
right? Yeah. Yeah, so you need to get on that.
I need to try it too, man. If I see it, like that, yeah, I'm gonna have to gamefly that.
Yeah, that's like one of my favorite games.
I gamefly'd it, but it was just too much. Like, I don't know. It's such an open world experience that you really have to immerse yourself in it.
Yeah, but see, I prefer those type of RPGs. Where it's just action based, you know, you can go out and you can be shooting people, you know, instead of like turn based ones. I'm not really into them because it kind of takes you out of the experience a bit when you're just running through a field and then all of a sudden, you know, there's a load screen and a battle arena and all that shit. I don't like that.
Right, whereas
Fallout 3, you know, you're walking through the world and you see enemies coming towards you. And you can just take them out with a sniper rifle or a rocket launcher. That's the type of RPG I like.
So it's an action RPG.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Which, it's an incredible game, man.
I need to try it.
I put in about 40 or 50 hours into it.
Yeah.
I see how that could happen. I didn't give it enough time, but I understand. It seems like one of those games where it's such a big world.
It got such great reviews. I'm gonna give it a chance. I'm really not an RPG person. Like, that's probably the type of game I like the least. But if you would have asked me 2 years ago, I felt the same way about first-person shooters. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad. I'm really trying to open up myself to just experiencing different things. And, like, honestly, I think Spacebars was the one who was like, you got to get this Halo shit. And that's kind of what got me into first-person shooters. So, I'm going to try it. Cause
totally against that purchase. Like, if this game sucks.
I know, man. Like, look. Yeah. So.
Exactly. And I think that's why the site GameAnx.com is so great at the moment, because it's totally opening up everybody's eyes to different games, different genres of games. You know, instead of pigeonholing everyone into a certain genre that they might play.
Right.
So you just said, bro, you know, you're gonna start playing RPGs. You're gonna like look at Fallout. You know, I'm the same with other games. You know, I'm thinking of that Halo Wars game, and I'm thinking of picking that up. Right. And like, those are the type of games I don't really like playing. But right. Like, just recommendations from people of the site, you know, it does make you like think, well, you know, I might have to check that out,
right,
and see how it is. And hopefully you find a good game and opens your eyes to even more games that like it.
Yeah, man. Because
somebody's mic.
Who is that?
That's not Yo, me. That's
you
not
keep me. Dropping out. You keep dropping out.
Who, me?
So, yeah.
I hear an echo. Okay, it's gone now. Anyway, but yeah, like, a perfect example of that for me was Burnout. Like, I only bought that game because you and Talon were, like, I think I've said this before, but you guys were like, Burnout this, Burnout that, Burnout. And I was like, fuck. I was in the store, I was like, it was only $20, man. Let me get this shit, you know? And that, I played so many hours of that game. I think I'm on like 30 hours or some crazy shit like that. Like,
I played the game a lot. Played that game a hell of a lot.
The new Big Surf Island expansion, I bought that. It's really good. The jumps are crazy. It has like the biggest jumps in the game. So that's a pretty good add-on. It's one of the better add-ons, like, because there's so many vehicles in that game that, yeah, you could buy vehicles, but you really don't need to, because there's so much variety, you know, already. So I think that having extra room, or, you know, extra areas of the map is probably a better deal than buying the cars, you know.
Yeah, but see, my problem with Burnout at the moment is every time I go to play it, I'll put it on, I'll try a race out, and then I always think, you know what, I'd much prefer to be playing MotorStorm right now. And I always go to MotorStorm and just
and
I play the hell out of that game.
Scat, that is the same problem I have.
It is.
That is my exact same problem.
It's two different kinds of games, though. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I'd rather play MotorStorm.
Racing games as a whole, there is no game for me at the moment that is beating MotorStorm Pacific Rift.
Yeah,
my favorite racing game at the moment.
I agree that's pretty much. I think overall, it's number one, but number two would definitely be Burnout for me. It's like, so different, though. Like,
in terms of DLC, I'm looking a lot more forward to the MotorStorm DLC than I was to the Big Surf. Or whatever it's called.
Oh, Big Surf Island. Can somebody fix that? For real. God, we're super quiet. Yeah, the Big Surf Island. Well, okay. Yeah, MotorStorm's DLC is looking crazy, right? It's, let me pull up the details on that, because it's like,
it's like the speed pack and something else that they're releasing, and it does look good.
They just, on a Sony blog, they actually broke it down this week. They just passed all of what you're getting, the different packs. It's two different downloadable packs. Okay, here we go. So, let's see. This is not it. No. Well, they're still releasing the delivery updates, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been downloading them every week, so I've not missed any yet.
Speed and Adrenaline Rush, the two the newest update that's coming. So it says expansion. Speed will be the first off the line and screams its way. Oh God, this is PR speak. Okay, let me delete all the PR speak.
PR jargon.
Yeah, and fully tanked up with Mortar Storm goodness. God. Gag. Okay, it says three brand new tracks: Quicksands, Engorged, and Dark Fire Swamp. So it's three brand new tracks. Three brand new track variants. So that's six tracks if you want to count the variants as new tracks, because you know they're basically taking existing ones and changing them up. Four new vehicles with three paint jobs on each, and a brand new 48 event mini festival called Speed Weekend, packed with unlockable rewards, trophies, and micro badges. So in the first update, you're getting
48 events. That is a lot for a DLC.
Yeah, 48 events. So you're getting three tracks, three new tracks, three variants. So you could say six tracks, four vehicles, and a 48 minute and festival to wrap around that. That's a lot of shit. And then they're gonna have a second expansion called Adrenaline, that's coming with three more new tracks: Reef Runner, Brimstone, and Hollowed Earth. Five track variants, four more new race machines, each with three liveries to choose from, six brand new characters with three different costumes, and a bunch of new paint jobs for your existing vehicles. So they're saying that between these two packs, they're almost doubling the track count in the game. What? Come on, man. That's sick. That's so sick.
And like, you know, the game is so good as well that I wouldn't even mind, you know, spending money on the DLC for it either.
Right.
I mean, like, all this DLC, it's not even like they need to make the game even better than it is. It's already an incredible game,
right,
as it is.
Right.
You know. So even without all the DLC, you know, it's still worth the purchase.
Totally, man. The engine is great. Everything about it is great, man. They're adding exactly what it needs. It really needs... All it would really need is more tracks and more events for the people that beat it. I'm only halfway through I'm on like level 5 or whatever.
I've nearly finished it.
Whatever.
you know, for people who are actually good at MotorStorm, you know, we've nearly finished the game or have finished the game. You know, for all you mediocre players like Brooke, you know, happy for it.
Damn.
Okay, I'm about to get on some MotorStorm, dude. I'm about to take you down.
Shots.
We all should.
Wow, shots have been fought.
So you got MotorStorm?
We all have MotorStorm.
So do you have MotorStorm?
Yep.
Oh boy.
The shot heard around the internets. So, okay. So, this was posted on the PlayStation blog. So check this out though. Back to Bionic Commando Rearmed. When they announced that trophy update for Bionic Commando Rearmed, they were posting this past week, I think it was like Thursday, they were posting free game codes, and that shit shut down the PlayStation blog. Like literally, that shit was crashed.
What?
Of people hitting refresh trying to get those codes, because they posted the PSN download codes, and then they posted times on when they were going to post the codes. And people love free shit. They crashed the blog, man. It didn't affect me because I already have it. I was like, fuck it. But it was kind of interesting. So they should do that shit with every announcement. Just put a couple free game codes on a post and people will fucking... It's a good way to fucking market. Anyway. That's free, all you PR people. You know? But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that MotorStorm shit, man. That game is so underrated. It's not even funny. It should have got better box art. I think the box art on the game could have been way better.
Yeah, it definitely could have. And I feel like they didn't give it enough PR. Like, it's such a Sony project. Same time, it's like, you don't ever see a commercial for it. You don't ever see any kind of promo in a magazine, really.
Right.
They don't push it enough, but it's a great game.
It's great, man. That shit's top tier. Like, top tier. One of the best racing games I've ever played, ever.
Yeah, but even like the first game, you know, that really showed off what the PS3 could do, you know, and as a launch title as well, you know, I thought that was great, and that game had me addicted, the first game. So, you know, it was high expectations all the way for the second one. And I think, you know, they achieved that above and beyond. So, well done.
Yeah, shit's pretty dope. Ooh, I see a really fresh Pacific Rift poster on eBay. I might get it. So everyone that won posters in our E3 contest, they will be shipped out tomorrow. Whoever won stuff.
Does that include my Uncharted shit?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Sweet.
Yes, sir. And I think Shooter won one also. So everybody's getting their shit.
I don't think I did.
You didn't win anything?
Not that I know.
Well, you did now.
I won one in a Left 4 Dead poster, didn't I?
I thought you won a Left 4 Dead poster, dude. You didn't?
At least, I don't think so. No one said anything.
You might want to check that thread, dude, and claim your prize if you didn't.
I'll take it.
So, moving on.
What thread, anyways?
There's a thread about it that I think Talon started. Search for it on GameX.com.
All right.
So, Mercenaries 2, man. What's up with that?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I was actually hoping Talon was going to be on the podcast so we can talk about it. But, so the rental come through, when was it, yesterday? And, like, I was reading people proper, like, bitch about it on the site, saying it's just a shit game and everything. And I've been playing it. I've been playing it quite a lot these past 2 days. And I think it's a very decent game, you know. It's a mindless action shooter game, but it's fun nonetheless, you know. And it's definitely worth a rental at most. And there's co-op with it as well, online co-op. So, you know, because as you play through the campaign, you're connected to the EA servers anyway, so somebody can just join your game whenever, and then they can help you through the campaign and that, which I think is pretty good. And to be honest, I just think it's a good game, and I don't think it should have got all the hate that people have been giving it.
Yeah, I think MT responded. The MC, formerly known as Go Ill, in the thread was like, oh, that shit's so crappy. I mean, you know, it may be that, different strokes for different folks. But I know that that game is on sale, like, everywhere here in the States. Like, you can go to Blockbuster and get that shit for $10.
Yeah, I mean, like, I wouldn't personally go out and buy the game, but as a rental, you know, I think, you know, you could do a lot worse. A lot worse than Mercenaries 2. So, you know, Put that on your list. Check it out. Join the co-op. It's pretty fun.
Okay. Pokemon Platinum. Actually, before that, let's talk about this 50 Cent game, because
oh, yo.
I guess
Spacebar's... I wasn't happy when you said there was no trophies.
Yeah.
There's no trophies. I was not happy.
No trophy support. Apparently the game went gold
in 2008, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was 2008. And
the trophies weren't mandatory.
Yep, exactly. It went gold, and going gold basically is when it's pretty much approved for release.
Yeah.
So if they say a game went gold, it's the code was approved and it's just ready to get pressed up. So apparently that was approved right before they got the whole trophy thing went down. So it never got any patches after that either. So.
Well. I've already put that game into my 360 rental list, so I should have that soon.
Yeah. Check. That's what I'll do. We gotta have Gamefly.
Fuck y'all, that... man. I won't be able to play co-op with anybody. Y'all suckers. Sucker MCs.
50 Cent. Now I'm gonna get it for PS3.
Yeah, man. Get it so we can do co-op.
Yeah. I mean, Gamefly. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
seriously, the only reason I'm getting that game was for trophy whoring, but obviously now it's going to be achievement whoring, because I hate 50 Cent and, you know, all that shit.
So,
holy, you said there's trophies on the PS3?
There's no trophies for it. We just talked about that.
I know, I was like, just, no, but I was just thinking, like, man, because I wanted to buy it, but then I thought, when I heard Gamefly, I was like, aha!
You could buy it from Gamefly, or just rent it from Gamefly.
But no trophies.
I bought the game for like 32 bucks? 32 bucks? Something real cheap.
Yeah, it's either I get that next or I get Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, I think it was 32 bucks. Oh, wow.
Well, I'm gonna get Ratchet and Clank first.
I'm looking at this eBay dude. He has like every poster, dude.
Yeah, get Ratchet and Clank. I'm playing that. That game is fun.
Yeah. It is. And actually, it's now a greatest hits release as of last week or something like that. So, it's 29 bucks in the store. And you can get it online for cheaper than that. I'm glad I sold mine when I did. Because I sold mine for like 39 or some shit like that. Like 2 weeks ago. Right before I went to E3. So, that was good timing. Oh,
cool.
Yeah, I'm looking on.
It's in my list.
I'm looking on eBay. This one dude has like every poster you could ever think of. Killzone, Motorstorm. Anyway, so back on. So, what were your impressions of the game? Yeah, that's kind of what I even brought it up, because you got to play it and you got to see me play it, and
because honestly, I am a 50 Cent hater. Through and through. But that game is dope. It's just a really good like shooting game. Like the cover system is dope, the weapons are dope, the music match, the character matches. It's just a really, really well done game. Like THQ did a really good job. I can't front. I was sitting there bobbing my head to G in the music. Tony Yayo's your gunman on the side. You got Lloyd Banks helping you out. It was just like it's sad to say, but it's a really, really good gaming experience. Like, much better than you would ever expect. I was thinking about buying it, but Gamefly. That works.
Yeah, you could definitely do Gamefly with that.
Yep.
Perfect. I'm keeping my copy of it because it's so fun, man. Cause I put it in the other day, and the next thing you know, it was like 45 minutes later, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Man, so that or Ratchet and Clank, because I got FIFA 09 right now from Gamefly, and I'm not giving that back yet.
Yeah.
How the fuck are you, Chelsea, on that game, man? What the fuck is going on? I told you to stop fucking about with those cockneys. Told you. You need to stop that shit right now.
So, Scat is upset that in FIFA 09, I run with Chelsea instead of Manchester United. So he's been getting on me ever since he found out what team I run with.
I told you.
He doesn't realize that, in my mind, it doesn't matter what team I run with. But I guess for Scat, that's like treason. High treason.
Oh, it's definitely high treason. Oh, it is. I'm telling you. So, we hate Chelsea fans. We hate them.
So, there it goes. Oops. Trying to get Talon on the line. So Pokemon Platinum, what's the deal with that? That's on also on the agenda.
Oh yeah, well basically it's the first Pokemon game I've played in about 5 or 6 years. And you know, I've just got right back into it. That game is, you know, I actually forgot how addictive that game can be. But I find myself playing on it for like 2 or 3 hours at a time every time I turn it on.
Yo, Scott, that is so scary to me. Because I remember how much I was addicted to the first Pokemon.
Well, exactly. I played the first games about 10 years ago, the red and blue version. But I think over in America it was red and green, I'm not sure. And
it was red and blue.
What?
Red and blue.
What, say that again.
It was red and blue.
Red and blue version. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Well, the blue version had Blastoise on the cover, and the red version had Charizard on the cover. And basically, you know, you had, you could only get certain Pokemon in each of the games. So, like, there'd be about 10 Pokemon you could only get in the blue version, and 10 Pokemon you could only get in the red version, and then, like, you could, like, trade over with other people who had the different version to you, so you could fill up your Pokedex, basically. And, so, yeah, with this new game, obviously, like, the engine's been updated and everything to, like, sort of 3D visuals, and it's just addictive. I mean, fucking hell, I mean, I put in about 14 hours into it, and I'm not even halfway through the storyline yet, you know. And I think it's a definite buy for anybody who's got a DS. Anyway, and I'm sure Shooter will think the same. But I know he's got the game.
Yeah, that game's addictive. I actually hadn't played it in a little while now. What? I was thinking I have to jump on that again, because...
What are you doing that game?
Actually, lately I had to... You catch these Pokemon... Like these creature type guys, and then you battle other people with them.
So break it down for me, like, because I've never played a Pokemon game ever.
Alright, so basically it's it's an RPG, right? And you start off at the beginning. You start off in your little hometown, and then you go and meet what they call the Pokemon Professor, right? And he gives you your first monster. So now it's your duty to travel around the world, training up this Pokemon, but also catching other Pokemon that you meet in the wild, yeah? And, like, as you progress through the story, you visit all the different towns and cities, and you've got, like, 8 gyms. You have to go to each gym, and you have to beat the leader of that gym to collect the badges. With each badge that you collect, it gives you, like, a reward, like, certain Pokemon will obey you above a certain level. And, like, they might give you special items that you can use as well. And, basically, it's a collecting game. Like, your aim is to fill your Pokedex. And, to be honest, I'm not too sure how many Pokemon is actually in this new game. But you have to collect all the Pokemon. So, if you're trying to reach, like, you know, the greatest Pokemon trainer of all time, which is like your tagline sort of thing. So it's quite a simple concept really, but when you're actually playing, you realise just how deep of an RPG it is, because as your Pokemon level up through battles, they'll like learn different moves than that, and like you've got to decide, like they can only learn 4 moves, so you've got to decide which moves to forget and which moves to learn. And you've also got to, like, in your party of Pokemon, you can have 6 at a time. So when you're going to battle, like, gym leaders and other trainers that you meet throughout the world, they'll all have different types of Pokemon, say, like, a fire Pokemon, a water Pokemon. So you've got to differentiate which Pokemon you use for each type. So say if I'm playing a trainer who's using mostly fire-type Pokemon, then I'll use a water-type Pokemon because obviously water has the advantage over fire. So people might think, you know, it's a kiddie game and it was just like a little fad that went on 10 years ago, but even now it's such a deep experience. You know, you could invest so many hours into it and like you never get bored of it. I've never got bored of a Pokemon game that I've ever played.
So it's like is it like an RPG?
It's an RPG, but instead of your actual character gaining experience and leveling up, it's your Pokemon that level up and gain experience. And as you gain that experience, like all your stats get higher, so your defense gets higher, your attack gets higher, you know, all that type of stuff. It all builds up. So it's an RPG on a handheld, basically. And it's one of the best RPG games that you'll ever play, to be honest. And it's one of the most accessible games because there's not that much of a learning curve to it. So you can literally just jump right in and start just enjoying the hell out of the game. So if you're new to RPGs and you want to see what all the fuss is about, bro, then I suggest, you know, you pick that game up. Or at least rent it if you can. And just give it a try.
I will.
Yeah, but I told you, like, Scat's description of it is exactly what I remember from Pokemon Blue. And I remember playing that game for Game Boy Color and just being stuck. Like, I have to play this game.
But I mean, I'll tell you one of the great things about this game, right? Ever since the very first ones that were released over 10 years ago, the actual, like, gameplay has not really evolved that much. You know, I'm doing things now in Pokemon Platinum that I was doing 10 years ago. You know, you start off the same way. You go to each city just to battle gym leaders, where eventually you'll fight the Elite Four at the end, which are like the best Pokemon trainers in the world. And you have to fight them. And it's been the same concept throughout every single game. So there was like three games on the original Game Boy, there were three games on the Game Boy Color, there was three games on the Game Boy Advance, and there's been three games now on the DS. So that's like, how many is that, 9 games or something? And the concept has stayed the same throughout, but yet it's been so addictive. And for each game, you know, you just get addicted to it and you just invest so many hours into it because it's that good of a game, you know. God, I sound like a proper Pokemon geek at the moment, but you know, I was. I really was a proper Pokemon geek when the craze was really taking off, you know, around what, 98, 99, 2000. You know, I had everything to do with Pokemon. Yeah. Whereas now I've grown up, I've leaned a little more towards other games, but just playing this game has just got me like thinking, you know, it doesn't matter if people think it's a kid's game or anything like that. The fact is, it is a good game. It is a great gaming experience, and it is one that I think any person who's willing to try out an RPG or who's got a DS should buy and actually, you know, just check it out and see what you think.
Okay. I guess so that might be a good place for me to start because, like I said before, I'm never really liked RPGs. I tried Phantasy Star back in the day, didn't like it. I've tried so many different RPGs, Ultima, all this shit. And the one game that looks like a RPG that I really want to try is that new Final Fantasy game coming out. What is that, 12?
Yeah, but look, see, that's where I stumble across a problem because it's all turn-based. And even though I like Final Fantasy, I do not like turn-based RPGs that much.
Right.
It takes me out of the experience too much, and it's too much waiting around, you know. But saying that, Pokemon is actually a turn-based RPG.
It is actually
a turn-based RPG. and it is all random battles, but that's something I can live with when it comes with to Pokemon, because it's that good and I can actually tolerate it.
Games. So what about that new Final Fantasy game that they just released on PSN? Well, not the new, the old one. Is it 7?
Yeah.
Why is there so much hoopla over 7? Like, what's so great about 7? Is that like the best one?
7. I actually played 7 also. It was go ahead, Scott.
Well, to be honest, when I first played it when it was first released, you know, I was only a little kid, you know, and I know a lot of people who love that game, and through the years as I've been looking at news and looking at people's reviews of the game, you know, basically it was a landmark title for the PS1 in terms of visuals, in terms of RPG design, and like, I'll admit it, at first I never completed the game, I only played it a bit and not that much, but this time around, because I've actually bought it off the PSN, you know, I am gonna try and play it as much as I can, just to see if it is worth that hype that people have been putting around it for all these years. But from what I have played, like from then and from now, it's a really good game. It is a really good game. You can see why people like it so much. But to say it's one of the best games ever made remains to be seen, in my eyes anyway, because like I say, I can't really make that judgment until I've completed it.
And it's turn-based, right?
Yeah, all Final Fantasy games are turn-based. As far as I know. But look, it's like I say, you know, during those days of the PS1, and like the things you could do graphically, you know, everything going to 3D and like how RPGs have progressed, you know, you can see why it was such a landmark title, because it was epic. And I think when it was first released, it was spread out over 4 discs, something, so it was a really big game, you know. And I think that's why it gets a lot of love, just for what it like done for RPGs in general. So I check it out anyway. If you got it, or if you want, you can game share it off me, because I downloaded it.
Okay.
If you don't really want to buy it.
So what do you remember of the game? Spacebar.
Yeah.
I remember it was the first RPG I ever bought. One, it was 3 discs.
Oh wow, you're breaking up,
like,
dude.
It was like, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello. Can you hear me?
You're sounding like digitized. Like you're breaking up. Like your connection is fucked up.
I don't know.
Like you're downloading porn while you're on the podcast.
No.
Or torrents or some shit.
Can you hear me?
No, you sound like shit.
Well, move on then.
Okay, moving on. He sounds like he has one of those boxes by his throat. Like,
I've downloaded my platinum.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you sound bad, dude.
Nah, I'm not doing that. My stuff.
Okay, so, alright, moving on. So, I upgraded my PS3 hard drive yesterday, damn, yeah. No, actually it was Friday night. And it went very smoothly, man. It was really painless and easy. And I bought the 80 gig Metal Gear Solid bundle, and about a week ago I noticed that I only had like 8 gigs left, or a little less than that actually, like 7 or 8-ish, and I realized that that's gonna go in no time, cause all of these 1 gigabyte 3 gigabyte game installs, and I was like, shit, I don't wanna wait till, you know, I run out of space to upgrade my shit. So, and I've been, and I, there's a lot more music I want to add on my PS3 because you can only play custom soundtracks that are from music that's on your hard drive. So I was like, fuck. So I ordered it on Newegg, ordered a hard drive. It was like a 500 gigabyte hard drive for like $79. Free shipping. So apparently the thing to look for is make sure the catch size is high. So you really want at least an 8 megabyte catch, or 16 is even better. But only 320 gigabyte drives that I saw had a 16 megabyte catch, because that'll basically allow you to your installs and your loads will be faster, you know? So anyway, the upgrade is really easy provided that you have the right tools. And what you need that you may not have is a third hard drive. Because basically what you have to do is you have to have the new hard drive. Of course, the old one is in your PS3, and then you need a drive to back up your shit to.
And that's a lot of shit.
So that's the catch. You have to have a drive that's at least as big as the one you in your PS3 to basically dump your shit to. So basically what you do is you back up everything on your PS3 to the external drive. Pull out the old one, put in the blank drive in your PS3, you boot it up, and you just hit restore, and it takes everything from that external drive and puts it back. So ideally, you would have a USB external drive that you could dump your PS3 shit on. You know? So that's pretty much the catch. And you also need the right size screwdrivers. So I would recommend to anyone that wants to do it to go to like your hardware store and buy one of those sets that has all of the different hard screwdriver tips. Like I found one at Home Depot for like $8 or some shit, and it has like every size screwdriver from super tiny to super big, and that will pretty much do it.
Yeah, I really need to upgrade my hard drive because I think I've only got about 10 gigs left on mine, and that's just not enough.
Right.
Yeah, because like one of the things that really pisses me off about PS3 games is that you don't have an optional install feature. You know, like you do on the 360, you can choose to install it or just run it from the disc, whereas on the PS3, most games just do that automatically, and it's taking up all your fucking memory.
Right.
And it pisses me off because you're left with hardly anything at the end. And like, mine was like the first SKU that was released, 60 gigabyte.
Right.
And like, you know, most of my games have just been took up through disk-based installs.
You can delete the installs, though.
Yeah, I know, but
without deleting your saves. Because it's two different things.
But if you play those games regularly, then if you delete it, the next time you pop it into your drive, you're going to have to reinstall it again, you know. And that's just piss take having to wait for that. I mean, I remember when I was installing Bioshock, I think it's sort of the best part of half an hour just for it to install. Because it was that big.
Yeah, Bioshock takes a minute.
Yeah.
But they have some really interesting shit that they just show you while they're doing it.
Oh yeah, I mean, definitely for Bioshock. I mean, it just like listening to all that music from like 1940s and all the little quotes that they give you from like the actual of Rapture. I thought that was quite interesting. That kept me entertained during the install process. But as far as installing goes, it's not that good. I mean, even yesterday when I was playing Mercenaries, I had to install it, and that took about 20 minutes, something like that, and there was nothing. It was just saying installing on the game screen. It was, and I was sat here just fucking waiting for the bastard. And it was like,
you know what? The most peculiar thing about installs to me is that most of the best games on the PS3 don't require it. Like Killzone 2 doesn't require any installation. Uncharted 1 doesn't require any installation. Like, yeah. A lot of the bigger, better graphical powerhouses don't even require that shit. Pacific Rift doesn't require install. There's no option to install anything on that game. And that's one of the best looking games on the PS3.
Yeah, I probably think it's just for games that, you know, are probably known to have, you know, visual difficulties, and that, you know, you have to install it to keep the frame rate up and that sort of shit. That's why I think a lot of games have this install feature.
I think it's mostly ports.
Yeah.
Like, you know, multi-console games.
Yeah, because GTA 4 done that, didn't it? You had to install it on the PS3, I think. As far as I know, that actually helps.
Oh damn!
Keep it running a bit more smoothly.
What are y'all doing? Infamous doesn't require a. Yo, what are y'all doing?
I don't. Oh, what's that noise?
Yeah.
Infamous doesn't require an install either. So a lot of the really great game. You know what it is? It seems like a lot of the games specifically developed for PS3 don't require it. Like, I don't think Little Big Planet requires an install either.
No, I don't think it does.
Yeah, just the patches, but not the install. You don't have to install the game. So, developers need to get their shit together. But I have noticed that some of the games coming out now, the ports or the PS3 versions are a lot more comparable to the 360 versions.
Except
Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters has been getting a lot of flack for that shit too. Because it's supposedly a lot worse. Like, it's not even true HD on the PS3 if you get Ghostbusters.
Well,
and you hated me for getting on the 360. I made the right choice.
Mine is on the 360 also.
Yeah.
Hey,
yep.
In regards to that Infamous, I've just checked the game data, and it says that it's took up just over a gigabyte of memory on my hard drive, so I'm not sure if they do it like a background install or something, but I don't know where that's come from.
Yeah, because you don't install. I think, you know what it is? That game, I think it does use that because it saves every fucking minute you do some shit in that game.
Yeah, well, that's over a gigabyte of memory.
Damn.
And like Mercenaries took up the best part of 3 gigabytes when I installed that yesterday. And you know, that's a lot of memory to use just to install a game.
Right.
You know, you don't want your hard drive cluttered up with all that bullshit. Whereas Killzone was 77 megabytes. That's nothing.
You always think it's interesting that one of PS.
Okay, we know whose mic it is.
Nah, I should be echoing.
It's echoing.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying, I think it's interesting that on a PS3, if you have 3 10 gigs of memory on your PS3, that's a little bit, but 10 gigs of memory on your 360 is a lot.
Right.
You know,
I'm all right though with all the memory on my 360 because I've got the elite version now and I've still got about 100 gigabyte left.
Damn.
Because to be honest, I don't install many games actually onto the hard drive because I don't see the point really. I mean, I don't really have that many problems, so I just play them straight from the disc. So anything that I do install is just live arcade games. So I still got 100 gigabytes left.
I only have like 3 or 4 gigs on my 360 hard drive left. And I have a 20 gig, so fuck Microsoft. I'm not buying a new hard drive for that shit. Not anytime in the foreseeable future, at least. There's nothing out that I feel like, you know? on the horizon. You know. So, I don't know. So, cool. So, let's keep it moving. Well, okay, one last thing. I downloaded that PS3 Media Center. It's a free program that you can run on your computer that allows you to play whatever's on your computer or external hard drives connected to your computer through your PS3. So whatever music or videos, it automatically transcodes it to a format that can play on your TV through your PS3, and it's free. So I've been testing that, and it's pretty cool.
Did you actually have to download that? Because I know there's already something on the PS3 anyway, which is one of the options called Search for Media Servers.
Right, it searches for things like that. So PS3 Media Server is a media server that it finds when you click that. It actually finds it automatically. You don't need to click that, but, you know.
Yeah, so, like right now I'm looking at all the stuff that I've got on my laptop. So, basically, right now I could run any film that I've got stored on my laptop through my TV.
Right.
And I didn't have to download anything, though. It was just that was just an option that was already there for the media servers.
What does it show up as on your PS3?
All it says is I can go to either the video, music, or pictures category, and it's got like a little magnifying glass symbol, and it just says NetSuite, search for media servers.
And when you click that, what does it do?
As soon as you click that, it says searching, and then it'll just come up the name of my PC or laptop.
So, but do you have to search every time?
No, it's just if my laptop is on it while I'm on the PS3, it'll just show up. So I can just click into that and it'll show up all the music I've got stored on my laptop hard drive, all the films, all the pictures. So nothing has to be downloaded.
Right. Well, what the PS3 Media Server does is, let's say you have a Windows Media Video, or you have a AVI file, or you have an MPEG-4 that the PS3 doesn't support, it automatically transcodes it to a format that on the fly that can be played through your PS3. Because right now, if you click on a file through your PS3 that the PS3 can't natively run, it'll just say error, can't play. Cannot play file. What that media server does is it makes sure that you can play it, you know? And then you can pick folders that it will always list. So whenever you turn it on, it'll say PS3 media server, and it'll show you what video options you have or what folders you want it to watch so that you can go through it. Shit like that. So it's interesting. I mean, you can also use Tiversity, but I figured I would just mess with it just to see if it's any better than Tiversity. So we'll see.
I think that's a really good feature, because I'm just looking now, and I've got quite a few films on my laptop, and to be able to actually play them through the TV
right
at like the same quality, I think that's, you know, quite good.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
I've got films like The Curious Case of Benjamin Button and Saw 5, Role Models and shit like Quantum of Solace. So it's good that I can actually just play them through the TV without actually having to watch them on a smaller screen through my laptop.
Oh, damn right.
Yeah.
So, moving on to the next segment. That's how we do it. Unless y'all have anything else y'all want to add to the mix.
Pokemon, great game.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
So let's just go into games we played.
Games we played this week.
That's right. Games you played. Okay, so I guess I'll go first. Killzone, man. I'm on that Killzone. I'm really loving Killzone again. I was playing that a little earlier. I have I went ahead and bought the map pack, the latest one that came out, and I think the latest map pack is better than the Steel and Titanium one. It just looks so good. They have this level where it's raining, and it's basically like, it's like an all-out war. It's a really focused attack map. Basically, you're on one end, the other team is on the other end, and there's really, you have to go either up or down. There's really no going around shit. So it's like a really focused battle. It's really action-packed and shit. So it's a really fun map to play. And the other one is like a desert sand map that's cool. Not as cool to me. But the new...
I just really can't get into that multiplayer. I don't know why, but I just can't get into it.
I think it's really all about... It's all about finding the right match. Like, what now what I do is... I pick one, and before I jump, I spawn. I make sure that it's not 30 minutes or not super long, and it's the right shit. Because I've realized that if you get into the right match, it's really fun. And if you don't, it's the opposite. So I'm really selective about what matches I enter into.
Yeah, like, because we started playing the other night, and I think I played for about 10 minutes, and I thought, I can't carry on with this shit.
Right.
So I straight away turned that off, and I started playing some Uncharted 2 beta,
yeah.
Which was a lot more fun for me.
That shit was horrible. Yeah. That game was horrible, that match we got into, but... I'm really feeling the new aiming modes and all that stuff. I think the game is way easier to control and shoot and way more fun. Also been playing Pacific Rift, trying to rank up. I just got to the fifth level, I think it's called. The fifth bracket or whatever.
Hey, yo, bro, I was actually ready to play you the other night, you know, when you sent me that message.
Oh, yeah, we should need to get a game going, man, for real.
Well, to be honest, right, you know, I didn't think I'd say this, but I was actually disappointed that we chose Uncharted instead, because I really wanted to jump on a bit of MotorStorm, because I haven't played it for about a week or two.
Okay.
So, we definitely need to jump on that again.
Yeah, if we could get all four of us in there, that'd be dope, actually, too.
Yeah.
That'd be really dope. So I've been playing that. I'm trying to unlock as much shit as I can. So I'm halfway through that. Also, 50 Cent, Blood in the Sand, playing that. My time has been so split between so much shit. It's like I'm getting nowhere in everything, you know? Because I'm spending such little chunks with everything that I'm not really making... I don't feel like I'm making a lot of progress with any one game. Which kind of sucks, but I appreciate the variety. So, Blood in the Sand, I still haven't beat it. I'm like on the second to last board. Red Faction Guerrilla was playing that. That shit is dope. Highly recommend that game. The multiplayer is super fun. Like, it's a game that makes moments. Like, the game... gives you all the tools to just do really great shit that you're like, oh shit, like a lot of oh shit moments. Hitting two people with the hammer, got an achievement. Shit like that, you know?
Oh, so, yeah. Are you playing it on a PS3 or 360?
I'm sorry, I meant trophy. I bought the PS3 version. But I'm sure that there's more people on a 360. But
that's alright then, because I've actually put that game in my PS3 rental list, so I'm hoping to get that pretty soon.
Yeah, I think Spaceboys, we also have the PS3 version, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's alright. Hopefully we can jump in a few games.
Yeah, so that game is really fun. Playing that. Infamous. I'm still playing that. And I've really realized that I'm so ADD with that game that... Not even ADD. I'm just really, really, really... damn, what's it called? I'm overdoing hunting down all these blast shards and... the dead drops. So it's like I'm not making a lot of progress in the story, and I'm just, you know, I could just beat it. Like, so when you beat it in Shooter, did you beat it too, Shooter?
Nope, I'm doing the same thing you were.
Yeah, like, I'm under the impression, Scat, that you didn't do all the side missions. You just did all the story missions. Is that how you went and did it?
Well, during my first playthrough, I done everything, like all the story missions, all the side missions. But then during my second one, it was basically all I was doing was like trying to get the achievements, because I'm trying to get that platinum trophy. So I've only gone through the actual storyline and all the all the bad side missions, the evil side missions that you have to do, which is about 15 evil side missions you have to do. So I've done all them. I've collected all the dead drops, and I'm about 3/4 way through the blast shards.
So were you ever able to get all of the stunts done?
No, because I've got two save files. I've got my evil campaign. I've got my hero campaign.
Right.
On my hero campaign, I think I'm at 16 out of 21. Moment, so I only need 5 more. Get that. But like, one of them that I'm really stuck on, one of the stunts that I'm stuck on is you have to blast 3 enemies off a roof with, is it shockwave?
Yeah.
You have to blast them, 3 of them simultaneously off a roof. And like, because I've completed the game and there's hardly any enemies around, I've got, you know, quite hard to do that. So I think, right, I'm going to have to start a new game just to try and get that stunt. Okay.
Yeah, I had is that like the 13th stunt, I think?
I'm not too sure. I mean, I'm on number 16, but like, I've unlocked stunts that I've done without knowing what to do with them. You know, you just randomly do shit and it says you've unlocked a stunt.
Right, yeah, right, right.
I'm to number 16.
Because I had a problem doing that stunt, and it's funny because all of a sudden I got skipped to another one and now I'm on a different type of stunt. It's just crazy. And I don't know if it's because I did it or because it just said fuck it, or I did something else and it skipped me. I don't know. It's weird. But anyway, so I'm playing Infamous, and the other night, while I was upgrading my PS3 hard drive, because basically it took like an hour and a half to back up the data, and then it took another hour and a half to restore the data, so in that downtime, I couldn't watch any Blu-rays, and I couldn't play PS3, so I was on my 360, and I put in the orange box, and I was playing through, because I never beat Half-Life 2 Episode 1. That game is really... I forgot how dope it was, man. I need to get back on that, too. And I was in a particular part of Half-Life 2 Episode 1 where I'm with Alex and I'm stuck in this basement and the lights are off. And you're waiting for this elevator. You restore the power, but you gotta wait for the elevator to come, and all you have is your flashlight. And you're limited on ammo, and the zombies start coming at you. And that one area of the game was more scary than the whole Resident Evil 5 game. For real. Like, it really was like, oh shit, the batteries of my flashlight are dying, you know? Like, what am I gonna do? Should I switch it off for a couple seconds? Because it's like, as soon as you switch it off, the zombies start coming at you. So, you know, I'm like, shit, okay, I'm gonna turn it off for a couple seconds, let the batteries recharge, and turn it back on, and I'm trying to figure out ways to, you know? And it's just bugged out that it just accentuated how not scary and non-horror RE5 was, and it was kind of made me a little sad. But not really, because Half-Life 2 is really great. So, I'm gonna have to get back on that.
But Half-Life 2 is like regarded as a classic anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's a classic game, and I don't think anybody could put Resident Evil 5 up as the classic, because that game is shit.
Yeah, it has a bit of every great game, or a lot of great games. Like, Half-Life 2 has Resident Evil in it. It has Halo in it. It has Red Faction in it. Like, it has great elements from a lot of games, or maybe it's vice versa, you know? Like, the zombie portion of the game is, like, Left 4 Dead. You have the Halo part where you're shooting, you have that assault machine gun, and you're blasting those big walkers.
So, like Team Fortress?
What?
Like Team Fortress?
What do you mean, like Team Fortress?
Like Team Fortress. They're equivalent to, you know, FPS.
No, Half-Life 2 is a first-person shooter.
No, but Team Fortress is like, you know, like, I guess like they're multiplayer, are you trying to say? Like, I'm trying to understand the comparison.
No, I'm saying that Half-Life 2 as an action game has a lot of great... It does a lot of shit that a lot of other games do, and it does it well. Like, there's parts that are scary. You know, there's the action part element to it. The Left 4 Dead, the Resident Evil, the Halo. Like, it has that, all of those great things in it. You know? And I think that's why it's such a classic, because it has the puzzle elements. It has the, you know, like, you can't just run and gun through the game. And there's parts that are scary, and there are parts that it's reminiscent of all that shit. But you have to play it to, like, to really get it. So, I don't know. Am I the only one that's played through it here? On a podcast?
I've tried it. I haven't beat the whole thing.
I had it, but I ended up getting rid of it.
Yeah, see? Suckers. Yeah, I'd say definitely give that shit a shot. But anyway, so that's pretty much it. That's all pretty much what I'm... And Burnout, I played some of that yesterday too, so...
Who's up next?
I've been playing Ghostbusters for the most part, and FIFA. Ghostbusters, FIFA, and Red Faction are the three games I've been playing the most of. FIFA, I'm having a lot of fun with that game. That game is... Man, that's such a fun sports game.
Like, overall, it's football. It's football. It's the best sport ever.
Okay. So, FIFA's really fun. Ghostbusters, I'm really enjoying that also, like I said, and I'm really enjoying Red Faction's multiplayer. So, I have, like, all bases are covered right now. I'm playing my sports game. I have Ghostbusters for the action adventure, and for multiplayer, third person shooting, I'm playing Red Faction. So, that is me in a nutshell, man.
So, I guess it's on to me. What have I been playing this week? I've been playing some of the Ultimate Mega Drive Collection, which will be your Sonic Genesis Collection.
Oh, yeah, I've been playing that too. That's pretty fun, also.
Yeah, but I've been playing that strictly on trophy whoring.
What's all that static? Can you hear that?
I don't know what that is.
It's like
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah, it's loud.
I hear it.
Somebody's mic.
Not mine.
It's definitely not mine.
Not I, stupid chat.
Not mine.
Somebody should.
Anyways, yeah, so I was playing that. I've been playing some of Resistance 2.
Can somebody fix their mic, dude? That shit's... Dude, that's better. Alright.
Yeah, so I've been playing some Resistance 2. Piece of shit game, I don't like it at all. I finished Mirror's Edge on PS3.
On easy. Took me a few...
Yeah. Nah, seriously, I already had the game for 360 anyway, and I complete on normal. And pro purposes. So I ran through it on easy, finished it in a few hours, so I've sent that back. what else? I started Uncharted again for like the sixth or seventh time.
There we go.
I started that again.
Yo, who's so I've been Mike playing through that.
I've been playing Mercenaries 2. It's a good game.
Yo, who's
no matter
Mike
what anyone
that?
Says. I'd go pick that up on a rental if I were you. I've been playing a tiny bit of Wipeout HD. Trying to finish the campaign. And you know what I was actually playing last night, what I haven't played in a very long time, was Flower.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I saw that you got some trophies.
Yo, I forgot how relaxing that game was. Fucking hell. I started playing that a bit, you know, and I was just totally relaxed and just blew into the game. I was immersed into the experience.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
Did you finish it? No?
Yeah, I finished it a while ago.
Okay.
But I only went back because there was a few achievements that I hadn't got. So I went back and played a couple of levels and that. And, you know, I realised just how much I loved it in the first place. You know, just how much of a relaxing experience it is.
Yeah.
Just playing the game through, you know. It's a great game. I mean, no matter what anybody says about that game and how simple the concept is, I think it's great, and it, you know, it's definitely worth a purchase. What else have I been playing? That's about it, as far as I know. PS3 all the way at the moment. I've hardly touched me a 360. So, you know, I love my PS3 at the moment.
Damn. No PS3.
I never thought I'd say that about the PS3. You know, I never thought I'd actually be playing on this more than I'd play my 360, but it's happened and it's, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Alright. So with me,
yes, sir.
I've been playing Ratchet and Clank a lot this week. That game is really fun. I recommend people try that game if they didn't yet. I was also thinking about getting the one that's only on PSN. The Quest for the Booty, or I think that's what it's called.
Yes, sir. Quest for Booty.
You get some all right reviews.
Sounds like a porno.
Yeah. And basically in Ghostbusters.
Oh yeah.
I think that's about it for me.
Yeah, man. Nothing wrong with that. Keep it short. Keep it focused. I mean, because truth be told, Ratchet and Clank could just suck up your time, man.
Yeah, it did. Plus, I was away for a couple of days.
Sure, indeed.
that cut my gaming time.
Yep.
Just downloaded the Ratchet and Clank demo, so I'll try it out and see what you guys are talking about.
Oh yeah, that shit's dope. You should just go ahead and get Quest for Booty and then just game share it. Anyway, so but that's it, man. That's it. I also forgot I played a little Street Fighter 4, and certain people who will remain nameless got spanked.
I'm guessing Scat.
No, not me.
Alright, in space.
Yo, I don't even know what he's talking about, yo. He was not spanking me.
Spanked.
He did play. He won barely, but I mean, this guy plays Street Fighter all the time. I play all types of shit.
I haven't touched Street Fighter in months.
Months?
Once? Once last month.
Oh, okay.
Once.
Just checking.
Hey, all that matters is that you got spanked.
I'm not making up excuses. I'm just saying, if I was playing with Ken for over a decade, I should be spanking everybody too. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, whatever. Outcome is the
same. I've not played Street Fighter for a while.
Yeah, me too. I want to jump on it again.
Yeah, I forgot how much I liked it when I started playing it again. I mean, I was playing ranked, and I was getting spanked, until I got my rhythm back, you know. had to get my mojo back.
I mean, for me, I think I played it so much, I kind of killed it for me a bit, so I'm trying to like ease off it for a bit and then go back into it. I played it so much from when I got it, either the PS3 version or the 360, so I'm trying to just ease up off it for a bit.
Yeah. So, alright, well, that's the show for today. Somebody's mic is still fucking up, so don't want to torture anybody anymore. Shout outs. Check us out on iTunes. Game Manx, the Game Manx podcast, GameManx.com. Hit us up on the forums. Any comments, requests, all that good stuff. Catch y'all next week. I do believe The Conduit comes out this week.
Fight Night.
What other big releases?
That's all I can think of.
That's all I can think of too. So, that's it. We out. Peace.
Peace.